Now go ahead and stand up to your feet. And I want us to open our hearts up. And I just got a word I want to share with you. And we'll believe God that we'll get everything out that we want to, that God wants to say. Amen. Say, God is good, to me. Father, we thank you. Oh, we worship you. We magnify you, Lord. You're King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. And Father, we come before your throne with expectation, believing that we're going to receive from you. By faith, we press in, Father God, and we're going to hear the voice of God. We're going to receive something from you today. And I pray for every person in this room, Father God, that you would minister to them, that you would speak to them, that you would lead them and guide them by your word and by your spirit. We thank you, Father. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in this earth, in our life. Have your way in us, Lord. We exalt you, O Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Your good and your mercy endures forever. And we exalt you, Father. Thank you, Father. We magnify you, Lord. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody said, amen. You can be seated. Now, we're going to go in our Bibles to Acts chapter 4. And we're not going to just read the part of 4, but we may read, Acts chapter 3. We may read a little bit in Acts chapter 4. But I just want to tell you a story about where the Peter and John were going into the temple. And they saw a man that was lame from his mother's womb. And the Bible tells us in chapter 4 later that he was 40 years old. So he was crippled from birth. And he laid at the temple and he begged alms of those that were going into the temple. He begged for money. That was what he did. And Peter, looking at him, and said, silver and gold, I don't have any on me right now. But what I do have, let me give it to you. And in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And so the healing power went into that man's body, and he was set free and delivered from that infirmity in his life. And the Bible says he went walking and leaping and praying. Never walked before. You know, that's a miracle, amen? He went walking and leaping and praising God into the temple. Now, you know, that is good news, amen? And that's what exactly what you and I in the body of Christ are called to do. We're called to set the prisoners free. We're called to set the captives free. Amen? Amen. You and I in the body of Christ, you may not be called into the ministry, but you're called in the service of God. Amen. Some people say, well, no, I'm excluded because I'm not. No, no, honey, you may not be a minister, but you are a child of God and you have a believer's ministry. The day and the hour that we're living in right now, believers, the Bible says that believers will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You and I have been given a ministry of reconciliation to bring in people to God Almighty. Amen. I mean, that's good news. Amen. But you know what? The man was walking and leaping and praising God, but the religious leaders, they didn't like it. And they got upset with Peter and John. And they put them in prison, and they threatened them, and they told them not to preach any more in that name. I mean, the devil doesn't like the name of Jesus. The devil fears the name of Jesus. Amen? There's something about that name. There's power, there's authority in the name of Jesus. Amen? And so they threatened him and told him, don't preach any more in that name. And the Bible says, being let go, they let them go, being let go in Acts chapter 4, they went to their own company. In other words, they went to their fellowship of believers. How many know we need each other in the body of Christ? How many know the day of the Lone Ranger is over with? We need, how many know you need a church? You need a body of believers that's going to stand with you when you face adversity, when you face problems, when you face, how many know we're family, amen? We need each other. So when they let God, they were threatened and told not to preach anymore in the name of Jesus. And they went to their believers, their fellow Christians. And the Bible says they didn't have a pity party. They didn't get on Facebook and say, people are persecuting me. They're persecuting. No. They went to their believer. They went to their church. They went to their fellowship, and they lifted up their voice, and they cried out to God. And they didn't cry of a pity party. They cried out to God, Lord, behold their threatenings. They're telling us not to do it. But Lord, we're praying that signs and wonders and miracles may be done by the name of Jesus. Amen. They didn't stop, but they prayed that God would use them more. And they prayed for boldness. Now, if you look chapter 3 in Acts chapter 3, they were bold. I mean, that's bold to go in there and just deliver a man that's a cripple. That's bold. But how many know they prayed for more boldness? And you and I in the body of Christ, I believe it's the time and the hour and the day that we're living in. And I know there's confusion, and I know there's darkness, and I know people are hurting. How many know it's time the church rise up and be a bold witness for Jesus? Amen. Take the gospel to people and set them free. Amen. Now, we didn't read that, and so maybe we'll read it in the second service. Yeah, I know. If I read everything I have in my notes, we'll be here tomorrow night. I'm just letting you know. One pastor said, did you get through, Harry? I said, no, I never get through. I mean, I just do what I can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. I always have more. I always cook. It's like, you know, Italian mama, they always cook more than you can eat. I mean, they got leftovers. I like leftovers, so I always have leftovers. So, you know. Anyway. Proverbs chapter 28. I have a message that I preached a couple years ago, and I might have preached it here. I don't know. But I preached it a couple years ago, and I had message, you know, 1 and 2. I've never preached 2. You know, part 1 and part... I never... Because I go somewhere, and I preach 1, but I never get to 2. So maybe next year I'll do 2. Hallelujah. Well, if you just talk, Harry, and you go for it instead of talking. Okay, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. It says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth. The wicked are scared when nobody is after them. The wicked are scared of their own shadow. You say boo, and they run. The wicked flee when no man is after them. But look at the rest of the verse. But, everybody say but. That means something else is coming. Hallelujah. It says, but the righteous are as bold as lions. I believe we in the body of Christ, the world is not going to be changed. Pastor Peggy said, the world is not going to be changed by politicians. And we need the government, we need politicians, and we pray for them. But the church has a responsibility. The church needs to stand up and be the bold church of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We have a mission to go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit and change people's life. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 61, gross darkness shall cover the face of the earth. I mean, you know, it is getting gross out there. And it's going to get grosser. But the Bible goes on to say, it says, arise and shine, for the glory of God will be seen upon you. Amen? Amen. It's time. I mean, it's good days that we're living in. God wants to use you. God wants to use you to help somebody to set the captives free. Amen? But in order to do that, we got to be bold Christians. Everybody say bold Christians. Bold. Too many Christians are wimpy Christians. I mean, the devil says boo and they run. I mean, no, we need to stand up in the face of adversity and say, I'm not backing down. I'm going to do what God's called me to do. Amen. I'm going to be a light in darkness, and I'm going to set people free. Amen. Yeah. Now, there's a difference between being bold and rude. Listen to me. You know, some people go, well, you know, I travel a lot, and so I see a lot of rude travelers. You know, I sometimes I want to give the people a class on how to travel. I mean, you don't have to be rude to that stewardess. You don't have to be rude to that person behind the counter. I mean, that lady, she can't make that plane land. Yeah. Really? She can't make this. She can't go out. You know, this is Susie. Y'all need to come down right now. She can't make that plane land. And I found out in my travel, sugar goes a long way, honey. It does. When you be nice to people, man, they'll take care of you. So, how many know, don't get me wrong, boldness is not rudeness. But how many know, we need to stand up as our Christians and not take the back seat, but stand up for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? We need to be like, when some people, when the persecution comes, like the apostles, when persecution comes, they go over in the corner and they lick their wounds and say, oh, woe is me. And they have a Barney fight mentality. I can't do anything and I'm just a weak. No, no, honey, we are the body of Christ. Amen. We've got power, we've got ability, and we can do great things for God. Amen? Amen. But the Bible says that we need to stand up and be bold in our God. Amen. Now, let me give you just 100 ways. Only 100. See, that's not bad. Only 100. He'll give me 200, 200, 300. That's part two. Yes, sir, I will. I don't know where I'm going. Hallelujah, there we go. You just kind of wind me up and let me go. Let me give you just a couple. Can I do a couple? Okay. What you think is a couple may not be what I think is a couple. Maybe a couple hundred, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number one, we need to be bold in our faith. Amen. We have a God that does miracles. And too many believers are unbelieving believers. And it's time that we in the body of Christ have a bold faith for God. Our God can do great things. Amen? And the Bible says all things are possible. All things are possible to him that believeth. I want to challenge you to believe God. God is a God that can perform. God is a God that's always on go. God is a God that's looking to do signs and wonders and miracles. But our faith releases the power of God. Amen? Amen. And I've already made the choice and decision. I'm going to see signs and wonders and miracles. I'm going to see the power of God. I'm going to put my confidence and my assurance in God. Amen? Nobody else may believe it. Nobody else may agree with it. But I'm going to believe God that he can do great things. Amen. For my life and through my life. Amen. Now, in the Bible, there was a guy that came to Jesus and said, my servant is at home and he's sick. Will you pray that he be healed? Jesus said, well, I'll go with you. And the man said, no. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. A little bit of, you know, inferior complex there. But understand, he said, I'm not worthy for you to come under. How many know we're worthy to have Jesus come to our house? Amen? And so he said, I'm not worthy for you to come to my roof. But he did have faith. He said, but speak the word only, and my servant will be made whole. For I'm a man under authority, and I have servants under me. And I say, go, and they go. I say, do this, and they do that. I say, come, and they come. So you speak the word only, and my servant shall, was he that faith? My servant shall be healed. And Jesus goes, wow, I haven't seen any faith like this. Now be it unto you according to your faith. And the Bible says his servant was healed that same hour. I mean, that is faith. And you and I in the body of Christ, we need to believe God, pull out all the stops and say, God, you are God and you can do great things. Amen? Amen. Don't let anything stop you, but be bold in your faith. Be bold in your believing and declare the goodness of God over your family and over your children. Amen? Amen. You need to speak the word of God over your children that my children will serve God all the days of their life. Amen. As for me and my house, we will serve God. Amen. Now, there was a group of guys, four guys, that was taking their friend to see Jesus. He was sick, paralyzed. He couldn't get to Jesus. And so they took him to Jesus, and they had great faith. Because when they got to the house, there were so many people in the house that they couldn't get in the front door. And many of us would have stopped right there. Well, we tried. We tried. But we can't get in. God knows my heart. We tried, but we can't get in. It's too many people. so we can't do it. Hey, no, they had faith. They didn't let anything stop them. I want to challenge you to have bold faith in God and don't let anything stop you. Have a bulldog faith, and I'm going to see the power of God and the glory of God in my life. Amen? Amen. So what did they do? Without permission, they got up on the roof and they tore a hole in the roof. Amen. Now you think about this. If they tore a hole in the roof, and Jesus is preaching and he's teaching the people, and the Bible says the presence of the Lord was there to heal them. Who's them? Them that were there. But them didn't get it because them didn't believe it. And you know, God's got power, God's got ability, and God wants to do great things in your life. But how many know how we tap into that power is by our faith? Everybody say, I believe God. Come on, say it like you mean. Say, I believe God. I believe God. Amen. And so they tore a hole in that roof, and Jesus is teaching. And when he saw them, he says, hey, guys, no, stop, time out. You can't do that. He didn't get onto them. What did he do? The Bible says he saw their faith. How many know faith is recognizable? Faith can be seen. Faith can be heard. And Jesus saw their faith. And that man was set free of that sickness and that disease in his life. How many know God wants to use us? Amen?
Amen.
Everybody say, I believe God.
I believe God.
There was a guy walking in the woods. And he was walking by himself. And he ended up falling off a cliff. And on his way down, he grabbed a tree branch. And he's hanging just, you know, there. And so he cries out to God, God, save me. Save me, Lord. I don't want to die. Save me, God. And he heard a voice from heaven. It says, do you believe in me? Yeah. Yeah, Lord, I believe in you. Do you trust me? Yeah, Lord, I trust you. Do you believe in me? Yes, I believe in you, Lord. Save me. Do you trust me? Yeah, Lord, I trust you. The Lord said, let go. The man said, anybody else up there? Faith is letting go and believing God. Amen? I mean, we need to trust God. I mean, God can't do it if we put our confidence in God. Amen?
Amen.
That's good preaching anyway. Hallelujah. Let me give you another one. Can I give you another one?
Yeah.
Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It says, let us come what? Boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Amen.
I want to tell you, I want to challenge you. You belong in the presence of God. You were created to be in the presence of God. Don't you let the devil, don't you let the problems, don't you let the difficulties, don't you let your mistakes stop you from coming into the presence of God. God wants to fellowship with you. God wants to give you his goodness, his grace, and he wants to give you help in the time of need. I mean, we need to be bold in coming. I've got access to the Father. Amen. And too many Christians have an inferior complex. They don't think they can come into God. No, honey, you can boldly. It's an open invitation. You've been to those places where they have special doors and they have authorized personnel only. And so sometimes I'll be in, you know, those places and I'll look at my kids and say, I'm authorized and you're personnel. I know, I'm Andre. Hallelujah. I don't do that with my wife because she gets on to me. I'm just joking. She said, Harry, you can. I said, I'm just joking. Just joking. How many know you've been authorized to come in to the presence of God?
Amen.
Boldly go into his throne. Too many times when we make mistakes, and I know there's condemnation and I know there's guilt, but God will never put condemnation upon you. I mean, God will convict us of our sins. There is a difference. Conviction says you did wrong. You did wrong. I mean, there is a right and there's a wrong. Say amen.
Amen.
There is right and there is wrong. And the conviction will say, God will say, you did wrong. But there's a way of escape. There's help. Now, condemnation, that's from the devil. Condemnation says you did wrong and there's no help. Shame on you. Shame on you. But conviction says, yeah, you did wrong, but shame off of you. I want to encourage you. As a believer, you have access to the Father, King of kings and Lord of lords. God has grace. God has help. God has power. God has ability to help you. But you've got to go into his presence and let God help you. Amen? Don't you run from God. You need to run to God. Amen?
Amen.
The prodigal son, he messed up, took his father's money, went out and lived, you know, in all kinds of things wrong. But he came to his senses and he was just going to go back to his father's house and be a servant. But the Bible says the father saw him afar off. That indicates to me the father was looking for his son. I mean, God is looking for you in his presence. He wants you to come into his presence no matter what you've done, no matter what the mistakes is, and he's going to cleanse you of that unrighteousness. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Say, I will.
I will.
Go into his presence.
Go into his presence.
Let me give you another one and then we'll see how far we get. Matthew chapter 18. Matthew 18. Matthew 18, 18. But verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be what? And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What does that mean? That means we've been given power and authority. And we don't have to put up with the attacks of the enemy. The enemy is a defeated foe. And he will try to come, steal, kill, and destroy in your life. But you have been given power. You have been given authority. And you need to stand up and be bold in your authority and say, no, 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 not here. I've been given the name of Jesus. And every name that is named of heaven and earth has to bow its knee. No matter what the attack may be, I don't care what the weapon may be, it will not prosper in my life. I boldly declare I come against any force of darkness and say, this is a no-fly zone. You can't come here in Jesus' name. Amen. I take my power, I take my authority and say no in Jesus' name. Too many people are back in the huddle and they're saying, God, come quick. No, no, I don't want him to come quickly. I want him to come, don't get me wrong. And I'm ready to go, but I'm not ready to go. I've got a job to do. I got people to set free, amen? And so I'm not going to let any little storm come against me, and I'm not minimizing the storm. I've had storms, but we stand up in the face of the wind and say, no, you can't come here in Jesus' name. I am a believer. I take my authority and say no in Jesus' name. Too many Christians are weak Christians. They're not bold Christians. I know the devil ought to fear you when you get up in the morning, amen? He ought to be shaking in here. Oh, 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 he's up. Oh, oh, she's up.
Amen.
Now, you've seen Joel Osteen on TV. His daddy was one of my spiritual mentors. I loved his daddy. His daddy, John Osteen, great man of God. And he had a vision one night. And in the vision, he saw the devil walking down a street. And the devil had his little imps, his demons in training. And he said, now you go in here and you cause some financial attacks in that home. And so that little demon, and he goes in there and causes some financial trouble. And he comes back out. Then he goes a little further down the street. And he says, now you go in there and you cause some, you know, sickness and disease. So that little demon, little imp, he went inside there. And that house caused some sickness and disease. And then the demons came out. And they're walking down the street. And Jesus turned around and said, shh. And they were like, what? He said, shh, shh, shh. And they tiptoed by this house. And they said, Master, Master. He said, quick, quick. So finally they got past that house. And he said, Master, Master, why? Why did you, what was that about? He said, oh, no, no, no. He said, that is John Osteen's house. And many little demons in training had gone into their house. And they come out defeated, depressed, and quit my ministry. I mean, the devil ought to be scared of you. Amen. You tell me, Hollywood has painted the picture that we're scared of the demons and we're scared. I'm not scared of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
The devil is scared. I'm a force to be reckoned with. Amen? You've got power. You've got a power authority. And you need to stand up and take your God-given authority. Amen?
Amen.
Now, let me give you one more, and I'm going to quit. Now, I prayed about this one, and I really, you know, thought about if I was going to share this one or not. But how many know I'm bold? I don't know what number we're on. Anybody know what number we're on? So this is 4? Because I got 8, and I'm not going to even get there. I just went over a couple of them. The next one, I think it's 4, is be a giver. Everybody say, be a giver. Now, I know sometimes when you talk about giving, people kind of want to retreat. But I want to challenge you to be a bold giver. And I'm talking about every area of your life. You need to, there's things on the inside of you that other people need. There's things, I'm so thankful for people that shared the gospel with me. I am so thankful that people that love me and help me, encourage me over the years. How many know you've got something inside of you that somebody else needs? And you need to be a giver. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And you know, God gave his best possession. Because why? Because God is a giver. And we in the body of Christ, we need to be an example of love, of receiving people, forgiving people, and giving to people. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Not hold on. I mean, what God blesses you with is not just for your life. Can I say that again? What God gives you is not just for your life. How many know we are a channel, we're a funnel, we're a river. We've never been meant to be a dam or a reservoir. How many know the goodness of God should be coming out of our life? We need to give and give. We need to give every area of our life, spirit, soul, and body. And we also need to give financially. Can I get a better amen?
Amen.
The local church is preaching the gospel. This church is preaching the gospel, helping you, feeding you, and setting people free in this community. This local church, I mean, you need to give, and I want to challenge you to be a big giver, amen? To give, and be a, I'm believing God. Now, this is what I do. I believe God to give more than I've ever given before. This year, I'm going to give more than I've ever given. I believe in sometimes when I get finances in, they're not even for me. They're just to be given through me. Thank you for your excitement. Probably should have stopped. No, I'm just joking. But I want to challenge you. Be a bold giver. Because why? Because giving. How do you know when Jesus gave that seed, when God gave that seed, he gave his son, it changed the world. And you think about this. You give financially, and I know sometimes it's just a natural thing, but you give financially, it becomes a supernatural seed, and it can change people's lives and also change your life. Amen?
Amen.
Say, I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
Come on, say,
I am bold in my giving.
I believe God. Come on, say,
I believe God.
And God uses me
to be a giver.
Go ahead and stand up to your feet. I want to pray with you. Let's do what the disciples did at the persecution. Let's just lift our hands and let's pray what they prayed. Lord, we see the world that we're living in is dark. There's threatenings. There's war. There's rumors of war. There's uncertainty. There's division. But Father, we pray by the name of Jesus. We boldly declare Jesus is Lord. And we boldly declare, Father God, your grace, your power is being flooded in this earth. Show signs and wonders and miracles. Father God, we have faith in you. We boldly declare Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is the answer. So Father, show us signs and wonders and miracles. Heal our nation. Bring people together, Father. Heal our nation. Father, we pray for our current president. We pray, Father God, for our president-elect. We pray that your goodness and your mercy and your grace lead them and guide them and direct them and protect them. Give them wisdom, Father God, to lead our country. We as believers take bold responsibility and we intercede for our leaders. And we say, have your way, Lord, in their life. You can move the king's heart. You can move the servant's heart. So, Father, I pray right now for peace in our nation, for safety in our nation, for unity in our nation. And, Father, we pray right now for boldness. Give us boldness, Lord, that we be bold believers for you, setting people free, setting the captives free, Father God. We're going to go forth in the power. Help us not to back down, but help us to stand up for righteousness. Help us to walk in love and forgive and be people that give to other people, not just our finances, but our life, everything within us, Father. It's not ours, it's yours. We're just stewards of what you've given to us. So, Father, we want to be used by you. So we pray, Father God, for boldness in Jesus' name. I pray right now for every person in this room. I pray for boldness upon your life. I pray for boldness in your job. I pray for boldness in the will of God. I pray for boldness in that business adventure that you need to do. I pray for boldness right now in the name of Jesus. Step out on the water. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You will do the vision. You will carry out the will of God. And I call boldness into your life. You're not timid. You're not shy. There's no fear. In the mighty name of Jesus, you can do it. You are more than a conqueror. And God's got power and ability in the mighty name of Jesus. Now keep your head bowed just for a moment. Put your hands down. I want to give you an opportunity this morning. Maybe you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The best decision you ever make in your life is where you're going to spend eternity. Some 2,000 years ago, God made a way. He did send Jesus, and Jesus did give his life as a ransom. He paid the penalty of sin. And because of his act of righteousness, his act of giving his life, you and I can be the righteousness of God in Christ. The work's been done. But there has to be an acceptance of that work. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right where you're at, nobody's looking around, it's between you and God. Right where you're at, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you'd like to receive Jesus, right where you're at, I just want you to raise your hand and I want to pray with you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I want to pray with you. It's the best decision you'll ever make in your life. Anybody else? I see that hand. Anybody else? Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. God loves you, and he wants to welcome you into his family. Anybody else? Anybody else? Now, let's just all lift our hands right now. Father, you know those that have lifted their hands, and even those, Father God, that didn't have the boldness to lift their hands. Father, you know. So I pray right now for every person that's coming to you to receive salvation. I pray, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, salvation is coming into their heart. Now, if you lifted your hands, or if you wanted to lift your hand for salvation, we're all going to pray this prayer together. So I want you to pray this prayer with me, and I want everybody to pray this prayer. Let's just all lift our hands. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you. I boldly come into your presence to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you sent Jesus, and I believe that Jesus died on the cross, and he paid the penalty of my sin, and I receive that gift of Jesus. Come into my life. Cleanse me. Make me your child. I declare that Jesus is my Lord. I declare that Jesus is my Lord, and I'm a child of the Most High God. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. 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 You can look at me. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, after the service is over with, there'll be prayer partners. Is that right? There'll be prayer partners up here that will help you, encourage you. I want to encourage you to get plugged into this church. You need to be fed. You need to be encouraged. You need to be strengthened. And it's a new day in your life. Welcome to the family. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody say, I'm bold in Jesus. Thank you very much. God bless you. It's always a joy and an honor to be here. Remember to go out and get coffee. Only $100. Full meal deal. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.